Aspen Avionics collaborates with Honeywell, Avadyne, and Cobham. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. A couple of weeks ago, we were in Reno for AEA 2011, and among more than 30 new product introductions were a couple from Aspen Avionics. Innovation from Aspen is not a new thing, but what was intriguing about the announcements in Reno was that they involved collaboration with companies you would normally consider competitors. First was the announcement of the KSN 770, which will bring Honeywell's compatibility with 90% of the existing GA fleet, together with very un-Honeywell-like low prices. The other news was collaborations with Avadyne to combine Aspen's novel displays with the DFC-90 autopilot and with Cobham to interface the legacy S-Tech autopilots to Aspen's digital technology. ANN's Jim Campbell got the chance to speak at length with Aspen's VP of Marketing, Brad Hayden, about these innovations. We'll hear their conversation in two parts, today and tomorrow.
Today we have the good fortune to speak to international marketing guru from Aspen Avionics, Brad Hayden. To make an exceedingly long story short, we expected news from you guys this year. We expected it to be big. We didn't expect you to just clobber everybody and leave us all in the dust. Hell of a year.
Yeah, it was a good year. You know, not just on the product development side, but we've been doing some exciting things with some joint development efforts with some other avionics manufacturers. And all that's resulted in a real blend of excitement out of Albuquerque for us. So it's been really exciting, and I think we're going to continue to see that build over the next year and forward.
You guys are such a fun story to tell. You know, 5 years ago it was Aspen, isn't that a town in Utah or something like that? To holy smokes, I've got to have this for my 182, and I've got to have this for my beach, and I've got to have it for this and that. You've dominated so much of the retrofit industry in such a short order, and on top of that, you keep raising the bar. And then announcements yesterday, deals with Avadyne and deals with Honeywell. Holy smokes, what are you guys doing?
Well, you know, we're doing what we said we wanted to do, which is bring safety, affordability to general aviation. So really taking a lot of the technology that's in the upper end business jet and commercial aviation markets and bring that down into the lower end GA, and again make it affordable. I mean, I think one of the reasons why we're as successful as we are with really changing the market is that we're passionate about what it is that we're doing. Every one of us has our own story. We all come from some type of aviation background, and you know, that's the wonderful thing about being in aviation is the people that are in it are really excited to be here. So what we've done is, you know, we've built a product that is an excellent platform to start with as a building block. And that's the way we release products. We bring them to market quickly by, you know, working with the FAA, working diligently on product development so that we can put out a system that can be expanded upon later and can be built modularly. And that helps us bring it to market quickly. So what we've been doing is, as we've built this base platform, is gone out and started looking for other partners who have the same type of design philosophy. And those are the partners that we've been working with recently and that we announced: S-Tech, Avadyne, Honeywell. All those partners are building, you know, looking for open architecture, looking for the same types of solutions that we are, bringing that real high-end safety, situational awareness, redundancy into the lower NGA market.
Well, you've certainly picked some great targets. I mean, the S-Tech 55X is as ubiquitous a high-end autopilot as there is right now for GA. The DFC-90 will be in very, very short order, and then a deal with Honeywell. Holy smokes. I mean, real simple. It's like getting the Pope to teach Sunday school at the church or some such. You really went right to an industry leader to not only outreach per se, but establish yourselves in what appears to be a very equal partnership.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you look at somebody like Honeywell, I mean, they've got excellent experience in the upper end GA. They own fabulous brands. You talk about the King, Bendix King brand. You know, those are very well established. And their focus with the global effort has definitely been on the business jet side, and they have very high expertise in, you know, that type of design. They have made beautiful equipment. And they've really come to the conclusion that, you know, we have great focus in the lower end GA space, and it's a real symbiotic relationship in that regard. And I think that we're going to, you know, this KSN 770 project that we're working on is going to result in a really fabulous product that's going to play well in the retrofit space. They bring a lot to the table, as do we, so it's a good partnership.
How did this come about? I mean, it's there's this image in the back of my mind of Oliver, you know, coming up, sir, I want some more, you know, just, you know, the little guy who's, you know, obviously made good coming up against this, you know, big bad company that's in the past owned a fair amount of the industry. And then all of a sudden you guys are, you know, buddies, neck and neck, partners, and going out doing great things. This didn't happen overnight.
Well, it didn't happen overnight. You know, we've been talking. Actually, we've been talking for a while. We worked with them on our EA100 project for the KI256 replacement. So, you know, we started talking at that point. And again, as I said earlier, we've been reaching out across the industry, and people have been very open to that. And that includes Honeywell. So, no, definitely not going and begging, if you will, to get a piece of the pie or anything like that. You know, we've just been in discussions with them, and it just seems so natural. It really worked out well in that regard.
Well, it could not have been a better selection under the circumstances, and of course, it's all the buzz here right now. You're not only being talked about at this point, but everybody's just kind of raising their eyebrows, and I'll keep it clean, but I'm getting these great emails starting with WTF, you know, what just happened, and did the industry just signal a sea change?
You know, if a sea change was signaled, it's a sea change that there's going to be more prevalent open architecture in the retrofit market. Yeah, that is very big. And, you know, way back when we started Aspen, this is exactly what we talked about, was this approach to our open architecture that it would allow these building blocks to be put in place. And, you know, Honeywell follows that exact same type of philosophy when they design products. And so, yeah, it's worked out very well in that regard for us to be working together and talking together. You know, and we are heads down on this project. I mean, you know, there may be other things out there in the future, but we're not worried about that right now. We want to deliver this KSN 770, get it completed with our Honeywell partners, and bring this thing to market, because we know it's going to be a hit.
What attracts you to that box? The 770 is kind of an interesting project that shows a tremendous amount of potential not yet realized.
Well, look at it. It's next-gen ready, right? I mean, that's a beauty of it right there. This open architecture that I'm talking about will allow other things to be added into it as the customer demand pulls it in. And that's the way that we've built our PFDs and MFDs over the last few years. Out with the base products. Get out there and meet all the basic needs that you're looking for. And then as the customers say, we want this, we want that, as we go into new markets, different type of aircraft or different regions in the world, those features get pulled into the product. And this allows the same type of flexibility and something that we can build on together.
More with Jim Campbell and Brad Hayden of Aspen Avionics in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Piperjet,
Pipermatch,
Global Expansion,
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3320.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Brad Hayden of Aspen Avionics about announcements made at AEA 2011 in Reno. Honeywell isn't the only new development partner for Aspen.
There were a number of other announcements here. The one that intrigued me the most, based on my familiarity with the equipment so far and the fact that I'm a customer, of course, for Avadyne, having gone from Integra 1 to the R9 system and been thrilled with that transition for the moment from my Cirrus, was your partnership with Avadyne over the DFC-90, which is a game-changing autopilot.
Oh, it's a beautiful autopilot. And again, if you think about it from a design philosophy standpoint, it takes that real high-end type of functionality and safety that you see. I mean, the straight and level button, the high and low envelope protection that it brings. And it's an all-digital piece of equipment, which means, you know, it'll integrate seamlessly with other digital components within the cockpit, including our unit. So, you know, we saw that come out. It was very well received, lots of positive press. We had already been working with Avadyne on the TAS 600 integration, so, you know, they were no strangers to us, and it made a lot of sense for us to work with them, just like it did with our other partners that we're talking to. And, you know, we'll have that initially ready for, you know, the SR20, the SR22, and I think what we'll see is, you know, as Avadyne gets more demand for that autopilot into other aircraft that are out there on the market, we have the AML that, you know, for the PFDs that, you know, they can leverage. And I think that that's something that we're going to see break into the market at large as well. So we're very excited to be working on that. And again, it comes down to finding people with the same design philosophies.
Well, it was kind of fun. I was taking a one of the few brief moments I had last night to go do something that wasn't ANN related, was looking at the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association board, where they were talking about our story on your announcement with Avadyne. And for the G1 people who are pre-Integra for their Cirruses, one line said it all. Well, the decision's made now. That's what I do with my airplane from here on out. They had the package. It was the last little link for Aspen to be able to make a compelling reason for these people to go out and spend the money and update what have been great airplanes airframe-wise prior to the digital panel revolution.
Right. Great retrofit option. I mean, you know, if you...
And an affordable retrofit option. I like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we'll announce pricing for that in integration next week. So I think it's going to be a real powerful offering for those aircraft initially, and I think it'll just be a matter of time before we start to see that seep into some other airframes.
Will it be available as a package?
It will. We'll talk about how that's going to be worked out. You know, we're still, just like with the KSN project, we want to get the thing done, and we'll start working out how it's going to be brought out to the marketplace.
The STEC project. Tell me about what you're doing there and what the future of that is.
Well, you know, as you said, there's a lot of STEC autopilots out there. It's a very popular autopilot. And, you know, again, great people to work with. They've got, you know, the same types of philosophies on how to build a product and make it expandable. And I think that when we're talking about with the STEC functionality, we're really looking at, we're a digital conversion, if you will. That's what we're going to be coming up with, is a digital conversion box. We already work with the STEC, but what we can do is better integrate with it. So mode enunciation, altitude pre-select, those types of things can be run from our display once this interface is completed. And so that'll be less that customers will have to buy whenever they're installing the two systems together. I think it's going to be very exciting, and, you know, it's what keeps us going. It keeps us passionate about what we're doing, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
In tomorrow's conclusion of this conversation, Brad Hayden talks about the philosophy driving the company's announcements, the coming of synthetic vision to the Evolution flight displays, and the backup instrument market. Brad Hayden is the VP of Marketing for Aspen Avionics. Find out more about the company at aspenavionics.com. Jim Campbell is ANN's founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.